And welcome back to Life on Rehearse. I'm Matt Delvecchio, specializing in life transitions, the senior living industry, and elder care planning. If you're just tuning in, Life on Rehearse is now on Sundays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's the original time slot when I started the show 6 years ago. In fact, next Sunday will be our six-year anniversary show. Time flies. Many times on the second half of the show, I do a segment called Helping Moms and Dads, with today being no exception. Estate settlement can, quite frankly, be a nightmare if you don't know what you're doing. And let's face it, it's not something that happens every day, and most people go into the settling of an estate without much knowledge on the procedures and methods. Well, here to help us out is the co-founder and CEO of Clear Estate, Davide Pisanu. Davide, welcome back to Life Unrehearsed.
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for joining us here on a Sunday on Life Unrehearsed. You know, in my world, Davide, dealing with seniors, as you are so accustomed to, you know, sometimes estate planning and settlement is something that a lot of families don't even want to deal with. And so I would like to start it off by saying, what are some of the biggest challenges with settling an estate?
Well, I think, you know, I'd like to start with the fact that, you know, settling an estate is not, as you pointed out, something that people do on a regular basis. And I think, you know, the first thing is that it's unfamiliar territory for most people. And typically, the beginning of settling an estate starts with gathering a list, or gathering at least all the person or the deceased person's assets and liabilities. And for most of us, this is not something that we actually discuss, you know, like with mom and dad. Typically, we don't go through the list of everything they own and everything they owe, and it's not a comfortable conversation. But it's actually the beginning of any estate administration process, because the duty of the liquidateur in Quebec, the executor in the rest of Canada, is actually to settle the affairs of the deceased. And it's actually to pay the debts, liquidate the assets, and distribute them according to the will of the deceased and or the law. So that's the major first step. And then there's a series of other things to do, including filing taxes, including closing down bank accounts, claiming life insurance policies, claiming money under pension funds. There's a lot to do for most people.
You know, just,
but it really starts with gathering that list.
Yeah, gathering that list, and I would imagine having that conversation with family members even prior to the death of a loved one, if we can do that. Now, just listening to you and rattling off that list, are there some industry stats, Davide, about how long it typically takes to settle an estate?
Yes, in North America, we've actually personally, like at Clear Estate, we've run one of the largest surveys in North America on end of life, and on average, it takes between 18 and 24 months. For people to settle an estate, and that includes everything from everything that we've described up until now, all the way until the final clearance certificate that is issued by tax authorities. The joke is, one of our co-founders at Clear Estate, his mom actually passed away almost 4 years ago. He still doesn't have the clearance certificate from the CRA in Canada. So even people in the industry, it takes a really long time. Why? Because it's complicated. People make mistakes, and it's not something that people do day in and day out.
You're listening to Life Unrehearsed with Matt Delvecchio, and we're talking about estate planning and estate settlement with Davide Pisanu, co-founder and CEO of Clear Estate. You know, you talk about, the 18 to 24 months, and kind of unexpected for some people. Some of the other unexpected issues are the costs in settling an estate. Are there also some industry stats about average cost to settle an estate?
Yes, again, in North America, it's on average $10,000 that it costs to settle an estate of various professional fees. It tends to be slightly lower in Quebec because we don't have probate in Quebec, and I know from past conversations with you, you know, we'll talk about probate, but in general, it costs quite a bit of money. And what ends up happening is that people, especially towards the end of their life, they don't have their affairs in order. So sometimes there's back taxes to be paid. Sometimes there's a lot of things to be kind of like put together at the end, and that's quite costly. And liquidation of assets that can also, you know, cost quite a bit of money. So it's an expensive process for most families.
Yeah, and unexpected costs as well. And David, you've mentioned some of the more popular tasks, and we're going to talk a lot about estate planning, not a settlement, after our traffic update, but specifically for estate settlement. Can you just rattle off, you know, what would be the three or four most popular tasks that an estate settlement will require?
Well, first of all, as I said, you know, gathering the list of assets and liabilities. In Quebec, you'll need to either go through some kind of a probate, or if there is a notarial will, then go in front of a notary and get approval to proceed with liquidation of assets and liabilities. Then there's terminal taxes, so your income taxes for the last year, and then the estate taxes to be paid. And then there's liquidation. You know, there'll be houses to be sold, there'll be insurance policies to be liquidated, and so on and so forth. All of this according to the law, or if there is a will, according to the will. So these are the major tasks. Sounds easy when I just described them in 3 seconds in a radio interview, but the reality is it takes almost 2 years for people to actually go through all of this process and actually cross the T's and dot all the I's.
Listening to Life Unrehearsed, and that's the voice of David A. Pisano. He's the co-founder and CEO of Clear Estate. We've talked about probate a couple times, but David A., we don't hear about probate too much in Quebec. It seems to be more in the rest of Canada. Is that true?
Well, if you don't have a will that is notarized in Quebec, you will have to go through the equivalent of probate in Quebec, which is you'll have to go in front of the court, or at least an agent of the court, and get authorization to proceed with that liquidation of assets and liabilities. But if you have a notarial will, the reason why we avoid probate in Quebec or something that is equivalent to probate is because notaries in Quebec have the power to actually authorize us to do that. In the rest of Canada, probate is the process through which the executor, so the person entitled by law to handle the affairs of the deceased, that process, probate, is the process to authorize that person, to validate that the person that raises their hand and says, I'm going to do this, there needs to be a process that says, yes, you're actually authorized to do this. And banks ask for that, and you know, insurance companies will ask for that, and various parties will ask for that. Well, in Quebec, we don't have to do that because notaries have the power to essentially grant a probate to the executor as long as the will is notarized.
All right. And that's the key point with the will being notarized. So far up to now, we've been talking settlement, David. However, I want to get into the estate planning because it can really make this process so much easier if we're a little proactive in advance. So, you know, what's the difference between estate planning and estate settlement, if you will?
Well, planning occurs before death, and estate settlement happens after death. And I'd say the big difference is you have control over planning, whereas once you pass away, then you have no more influence over what happens, and you can't help your loved ones in the administration of your own estate. And therefore, planning is really, to me, an act of love. It's an act of kindness towards the people that will survive, because in estate planning and estate administration, the real pain point is felt by the living. The real pain is felt by the people that survive, the people that pass away. And I think that's why planning is so important.
Yeah, I think we see that a lot in our world, right, David? It's you just want to avoid these situations, uncomfortable situations where, okay, it's too late. There is a death of a loved one. And if we could have been more proactive with the planning, a lot of these questions, and we get into sibling conflicts, right? And the spouse's conflicts. If there is a good plan in place, it will make life a lot easier. And Clear Estate, I'm very impressed with what you guys do, David. And I want to talk a little bit about how you make lives a little bit easier regarding estate planning and estate settlement. But first, we have to head out to the CJD Traffic Center, and we're going to get an update from Marty Lamar. Welcome back. You're listening to Life Unrehearsed. I'm Matt Delvecchio, and we're talking about estate planning and estate settlement with Davide Pisano, co-founder and CEO of Clear Estate. Davide bringing up some very good information, helpful for our listeners. And as you've explained, this process of estate settlement and planning can be complicated. It can be overwhelming, confusing for some. I'd like to hear more about Clear Estate and what can Clear Estate do to make this process smoother, less expensive for our listeners. And I like how you do it. You really break it down into estate settlement and estate planning. So can we start with what Clear Estate can do for estate settlement?
Yeah, so Clear Estate was founded was started by the experience or through the experience of somebody who lived the experience of being an executor or liquidateur in Quebec after, you know, Alex, one of our co-founders, his mom died. And he thought of himself, you know, he thought while going through the process, he thought, well, there has to be a better way. And so we really built this company around supporting estate executors, essentially, through that process by using technology and people to really simplify the process, to guide people through the process and by handling the paperwork for them. And so that's really the reason why this company was started was really to help people navigate the process in a way that is simpler, more efficient, more streamlined, and heavily, you know, relying on technology, but also people that do this day in and day out.
Yeah, and that's so important. You know, if you could take some costs out of the whole process, use technology, but we'll never be able to take away that human factor, especially in situations of estate settlement. So how go through the process if you want to work on estate settlement. How can Clear Estate make it better?
Yeah, so basically we capture information. So we, you know, you book a consultation with us, we go through a situation, we tell you, hey, this is what, you know, we think you're going to need. If you decide to deal with us, you're assigned an estate professional. That estate professional will guide you through what information to upload on platform. And then the platform and the people behind the platform will essentially process the information, guide you through the next step, produce the forms that need to be produced for governments, insurance companies, banks, courts, if ever it's required. And essentially walk you through the process through the platform and basically process the information and generate the right documentation for you, including the taxes. So we handle terminal taxes, we handle estate taxes in the same kind of process. And therefore, we're really a one-stop shop for supporting families through the estate administration process. We can even act as a state representative now because we have partnerships with various trust offices in Canada, and therefore we can take on the fiduciary duties of an estate representative or liquidateur in Quebec full on. Mm-hmm. So this is how we essentially can support families and or actually do the work for families depending on what people are looking for.
You're listening to Life on Rehearse, Matt Delvecchio, and we're talking about estate planning and estate settlement with David Pisanu, co-founder and CEO of Clear Estate. I love that, Davide, about sort of having someone at your side to go through what is a very overwhelming process. That's on the settlement side. I love what you do concerning estate planning and being more proactive. So can you share a little bit about your estate planning process?
Yes, most people, when they think of estate planning, they think, oh, I have a will, and I'm okay. The reality is, as you know in your business, is that, you know, estate planning goes way beyond, or planning around death, I would say, goes way beyond simply having a piece of paper that says 50% to my surviving spouse and 50% to my kids. It's much more complicated than that. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you know, there's sibling rivalries. There's disabled members of the family that you want to take care of. Sometimes there's the tea set that was left to you by your great grandmother that you really want something specific to happen to. So there's a process by which, you know, a comprehensive estate plan is done. And what we've done at Clear Estate is we've leveraged technology and, again, real people. We want to, you know, our ethos, you know, like our philosophy at Clear Estate is really always to have that human touch, but leverage technology to lower costs for families. But that holistic estate plan that takes you from, you know, again, beginning is a list of what you have, what you owe, what you want happening, both to you personally and to your patrimony, and also kind of guide the person through the emotional aspects of these decisions. And then the will is one piece of the estate plan, but then there's a whole other slew of things that should be put in place in order to support the family after death, including a digital repository of the key documents and key information that will be required by the executor, the liquidateur, in order to be able to do the work of selling the estate. And I think that's what we try to do. What we try to do is leverage our platform in order to make the life of the family after death much, much simpler.
Davide, the texts are coming in. I want to address one real quick one that I think resonates with a lot of people listening. If you don't have any family or close friends, then I suppose there's nothing that can be done, is what the text says. And I think it's quite the opposite with what you might be able to do for those that might not have that luxury of having a family member or friend here.
Yeah, so I think if you don't have a family, by the way, we have lots of clients that don't have families or friends that can take that on. And normally, if you're a very, very wealthy person and you don't want to appoint a family member, you go to a trust office and you go through it. So, you know, Royal Bank Trust or National Bank Trust or Scotia Trust, and then you appoint a trust. But those trusts are very, very expensive. So what we've done at Clear Estate is we massively reduced the cost of being able to appoint a third neutral party as your executor or your liquidateur. And so we can actually step into the role of the liquidateur and actually handle your wishes at a much lower cost than what the traditional players in the market would do. And that is typically the solution for people that don't have family members.
I love that. All right, thank you, Davide. We're already out of time. How can we find out a little bit more about Clear Estate?
Yeah, clearestate.com. Go on our website, both in English and French. We can support everybody in Quebec and the rest of Canada. And you can book a free consultation with us straight out of our website. We can go through your situation, right, figure out what the best approach is, both on the planning side, but also on the estate administration side.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on this beautiful Sunday.
You're most welcome. That's Davide Pisanu, co-founder and CEO of Clear Estate. Next week on Life Unrehearsed, we're going to be talking to an amazing Montrealer that just turned 111 years old. You might have seen her this week. She's become a bit of a local celebrity. And not seeing eye to eye with a family member, we've got some brilliant conflict resolution techniques coming your way on our 6th anniversary show. Thank you very much for tuning in to Life Unrehearsed. And as a reminder, for all your inquiries or assistance with life transitions, elder care planning, and the senior living industry, be my pleasure to help. You can find out more if you look us up at Lianas Senior Transition Support. That's Lianas, L-I-A-N-A-S, Senior Transition Support. Many thanks to our technical producer, Dan. Great job today. You can listen to Life Unrehearsed here on CJD 800 every Sunday at 4 p.m.